There we go. You guys can hear me? All is well in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So Tara is going to be on a plane, and Vanessa and Peter are out today also, and Andrew is going to be 5 or 10 minutes late. Apparently, it is one of those days. So we'll go over wins and accountabilities for us three, well, four counting me, here, and then maybe we can, while we're waiting for Andrew, pop up any questions that you guys have that you're going through right now or any resources you need or anything like that, too. So I'm going to have Jason go first. Jason, what's your wins and accountability for the week?
Yeah, so accountability was 4-4. I did everything I wanted to last week. And as far as wins this week, I'm going to go with extending a couple of contracts I have with Stack Social to sell my courses. And so those have been doing pretty well. So those got extended. I think my cut in January was something like 23,000. So yeah, that's my win.
Nice.
I know, right? You know, 23 grand, no big deal. That's killer. Dino, I have you up next. What are your wins in accountability?
For accountability, I think I completed 2 out of 3 things. And win for the week is we started an extra distribution channel, which is one of the things I was trying to do this year. With started selling on Amazon.
Yay!
So we're wholesaling some of our stuff. And we made $3,000, and that's just still testing the water. I'm about to send a big shipment over there of some of our top-selling items. So that'll probably be an extra $10,000 a month.
That is amazing. And if you have any Amazon questions, one of my clients, actually I have a couple clients that are in that space. So if you need somebody that does paid advertising and stuff like that on Amazon, I know a guy that does that. I also know a couple other people. So I know you are just sort of settling in, but one of my clients grew, like, it's freaking insane what their Amazon is doing right now. I mean, their whole business in general, they've doubled their business. They're doing like 160, 170 grand a month now. Half of it is Amazon.
It makes you want to do Amazon.
What they're seeing. Seriously. Now, these guys are manufacturers, so they actually manufacture game board stuff, like super geeky, awesome. I love that stuff, right? But it is so impressive what they've been able to do. So I'm so excited you got on Amazon. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll try and hook you up with anyone I possibly can.
Okay, I will.
Yay. So, and did you get your accountability in, too?
Oh, I got 2 out of 3 done.
Awesome. Joey, you are up next, and make sure that your wins are, your accountability were scary again.
Sure. Okay, so accountability, I'd say 4 out of 5, although I kind of flaked because last week I missed the call because I had family in town, and I realized I never actually, wrote down what I was supposed to be doing.
So you need us, Joey. You need us.
Yeah, I know. I really do. So I wrote some stuff down, but I kind of cheated because it's kind of retroactive. But I tried to be as honest as I could.
Good. Sounds good. At least you're being honest. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, okay. So I would say maybe the two scary things I did were I had my first week with my full-time project manager who I just hired, and I wanted to make sure I got her onboarded and set up and she had everything she needed and that I did a good job with that. I think I did a good job with that, but she is a rock star. Like, I hired the right person. I am so happy. So that was one. I also had to, find a web designer and work on some copy with the copywriter we're trying out. And then my other scary thing was announcing a webinar to kind of talk about the beta launch of my next product. So that webinar is tomorrow. So I did announce it, and I have about 300 people registered right now. It's only open to alumni of my courses. So these are people who have already bought. So I have 300 signed up for the webinar, and I'll do that tomorrow. My wins, and the one that I didn't do and I accept any and all beatings. This is actually from 2 weeks ago. I wrote down I need to do an ambiguity audit, and I haven't done that. I've thought about it, but I haven't actually written it down, which I need to do really badly.
What does that look like? Have you not done it because it's kind of vague? Or do you know exactly what needs to happen?
It might be. I think you're right. It is kind of vague. My sense is that my assistant, not the project manager, but my other full-time assistant, she's just kind of doing whatever needs to get done. There's not really any specific instructions given to her. She just knows my business really well and does what needs to get done. But I want her to know what I expect and what I want her to be doing, which is not all the time what she is doing. So I need to basically get clarity on how I should be using her, basically. So that I'm calling that the ambiguity audit, but I don't know if that's
okay. That's really interesting. What I might also do if I were you is take sort of some of the pieces that she's in charge of that are on the growth evaluation that you took, because she's probably in charge of like customer service and a lot of those pieces.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
And then go, because that way it will at least give you a list of things to really start going over with her. Because if we go into it and go, hey, let's just see everything that you're doing, that's like way too huge. Right.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
Maybe start with that.
And I did talk a little bit with my project manager today about that, because she has a lot of experience with she worked at a startup that scaled very quickly and very big.
Nice.
So she actually kind of can see the roles that she's doing and how we might be able to hire part-time for that. So anyway, my biggest win is my project manager. I followed a lot of the advice you gave me, Jamie, and talking to Lacey, and I'm so blown away with the person I got. Like, she has in 1 week completely made my life 10 times better. So,
hey, Dino, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Dino? Just saying. No.
Dino, man, listen, so the 2 weeks before I hired her, I had like an ulcer. I was so nervous. I was like so afraid to hire her because she's kind of, to me, she seemed kind of expensive. And I was like, God, she knows more than I do. I don't even know what to do with her. And now I realize that's the point. Like, she knows what needs to happen better than I do in a lot of cases, and that's what I wanted. So I could not be happier with her. So she's already, like, completely moved us onto Zendesk for support, which we started to do, but we just didn't really know how to do it. She implemented Zendesk at Teespring, which is her old company, which had 500 employees and a giant department, so that's done now. Our customer support is like set up and it's mostly automated, and she's developing SOPs for everything she does. She found the designer and the web developer that we are trying out next week. I mean, she's just made it so great. The other wins were I had my last Book in a Box interview yesterday, so in about a month I'll have a manuscript for my book, which is based on a short freelancing course I did. So I'm very excited about that. And I had a launch this morning for my second course, which is like the smaller of the two. It went on sale at 8 a.m. Eastern time. We've done about 24,000 in sales so far.
Joey and his launches. Everyone wants to hit him. I love you, Joey. You're amazing. You know, 24 grand a couple hours. That's how we do it here. That's how we roll. Congratulations. That's amazing. Your Book in a Box thing, was that Tucker and Ryan Holiday thing or something else?
No, yeah, it's Tucker's thing.
Oh, nice. I see him tomorrow. He's speaking at Internet Marketing Party. Sweet. I'll,
He emailed all of the authors, and he invited us. If we were going to be at South by Southwest Interactive, he's having a party, I guess, at Book in a Box. But I would love to meet him. I mean, when I was in college, I read his disgusting book, and I thought it was great. It's funny to be hiring him. Yeah.
But, hilarious. Yeah, thankfully, he has changed a lot as a human being, for sure.
It's an amazing company. It's crazy what they do, and I've been really impressed. So.
Good to hear. I've given him quite a few referrals, but I haven't heard the follow-up on from people yet. So it's really awesome to hear that it went really well for you. I mean, they're stellar business guys, but you never know. Killer.
Yeah.
Do you work with Charlie Hone at all in that, or Ryan Holiday, or just – who do you mostly
know?
No,
they have freelancers, so I've worked with an outliner, and then I've been working with an editor who, like, writes the manuscript. But it I haven't had any direct contact with her. Right?
Okay, killer. Awesome. Well, I'll say hi to him for you. How's that? I wish I introduced you, then I'd feel better, but oh well. I should have. So I think Andrew hopped on, right?
I'm here.
Yay, success. You're alive. All right, so... We have the two ladies are out today. By the way, Tara's actually on a plane, and Vanessa and Peter had to run too. So they can always catch up and catch the recording from before. But Andrew, we just went over wins and accountability for everybody else. What is your wins and accountability? And then lead us into how we can help you best for your hot seat. I know you had questions last night. Sorry, I was sleeping at 10:30.
I did, yes. You failed, you failed me, Jamie Masters.
I know, man. But I'll let you go. Wins accountability.
But that's
first.
Just it. You should know by now that much like practicing law, when your clients and your customers have issues, that always comes up at night when you are unavailable, and it's just sort of the reality that we all have to deal with. I think.
No,
that,
Andrew, you are actually the only one because most people are prepped in advance, way in advance, just so you know. So nobody actually does that to me, but
I'm
you.
Not,
that makes you feel better, right?
No, I will not accept that as an answer.
Seriously,
though,
no, so the people that I have not been texted late at night past 7 or 8 in probably 6 months. Just so you know.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
That's fine. I get calls from clients in various.
Oh, I can only imagine your life.
At all
very
hours
different.
Of the day. Yeah.
Awesome.
So
well,
a fun
again,
one was
sorry
when
I wasn't
when.
There for you though.
It's all right. I'll forgive you this time.
What was
so
your fun one real quick?
Sort of, yeah. Oh, the fun one when I had a call from a client who was getting, he was DJing down at a bar in Miami and got in a fight with the bouncer. And he called me up from Miami because the bouncer wanted to kick him out. And I said, well, do you want to stay? And he's like, no. And I said, well, then just leave. And then he tried to leave and the bouncer wouldn't let him leave. And so he started screaming at everybody that, I got my lawyer on the phone. You can't keep me here. I can leave. It was hysterical at 3:00 in the morning.
Wow,
so,
that's nuts.
Yeah, he was getting – that was – so I tell that story to everybody in terms of my availability for you. If you call me at 3:00 in the morning, I will pick up the phone for you.
I want you to be my lawyer. You don't want me to be your – business coaches don't do that. But now I want you to be my lawyer. That should be your USP, right?
There you go. That's the customer service. That's my my plan for customer service. All right, so wins and accountability. Let's sort of do this backwards. Accountability-wise, you know, I've still been working out. I'm sort of rehashing the same things over and over each week because really what everything comes down to me is getting people in the door. Once people get in the door, they're pretty much sold on us. But I've been trying to get out some micro-content. I've published a couple articles and put them on my blog and pushed them through Twitter and pushed them through our Facebook page. To try and generate interest, things about like what business entity is right for you. I just posted one the other day about the 5 agreements that you need to make sure you have in place before you start your corporation. So things from sort of the startup moving forward, and what I see with so many people who run businesses, they don't have some of these agreements in place. So it's not getting quite the play that I wanted, but it's getting out there, and my hope is that it'll generate some interest as we move forward. So I refer to that as micro content. We're still running some of the targeted stuff on Facebook ads. I think, Jamie, your suggestion to me was, you know, pick an ad, run it for a week, and target to a specific audience. And we did pretty good. We did it like around, like 2 miles right around our business and focused it on that. We got, you know, close to 8,000 impressions for, you know, $30, which I thought was great. I thought that was a good return on the investment. So it's all about getting noticed. So where I am right now, oh, so that was the accountability. So I went 2 for 5 this week. In terms of wins, part of the reason I'm late is because we were able to land a very big fish client this morning, and that meeting went longer than I had expected. But a woman who is dumping all of her big, you know, we had 17th Street, which is the big law firm area. You know, she's dumping her 17th Street law firm to go, you know, smaller, more boutique. But as she put it to us, she goes, I have millions of dollars that I want to play with, and I need somebody to help make sure I don't make any mistakes. And she wanted us to be that firm. So we landed a really nice client literally this morning.
Congratulations.
Right, 65 years old, multimillionaire. She's buying real estate everywhere and selling real estate, and it's good. So I'm hoping that it'll turn into a great client. So that's my big
Heck
win.
Yeah.
Literally, it dropped in my lap this morning.
How did she hear about
that's
you?
What brings us, she was referred to us by actually another lawyer in my office, one of the women that I hired who's a tax attorney.
Uh-huh.
She is really good friends with the president of a local bank that is making a big push to bring some big, benefactors into the bank. So the president of the bank introduced her to the lawyer in my office.
Wow.
Who we brought on, and I sat in on it, and that's sort of it. That's the rest is sort of history. So
okay, I have quite a few questions on that.
Good stuff.
Maybe it pertains to your hot seat, so I'll let you jump into your hot seat, and we'll go from there.
All right. So here's what I've been working on. So my big issue is, we've talked about white papers, and these are on my action items, white papers and a flat fee plan. And I don't know, if we have time, we can discuss both of those. But I guess the first thing that I'm looking at, one of our first meetings, Jamie, you had mentioned, hey, put out a checklist on how to copyright your stuff. And that was a good one. But I'm really sort of looking to everybody else in the group to sort of figure out, hey, what would be, what would be interesting to a business owner? What would you like to see that's available? What can I provide to you that's valuable and free of cost, or, for getting you on my email list? And then what can I continue to provide to people, over the days and the weeks as it goes? Because I don't really have a product to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to sort of define, products or micro products that I can get out into the market to people so they become interested in what I'm doing, and they always want to be that. Because at some point I need to start really putting together my email list, and it's just not there. I don't have something to drive people to that. And that's, I think, right now sort of the stalling point on the big picture of everything is getting into these, the white papers and providing some value to people, and then getting them in once they get into the door, giving them options on these sort of flat fee plans, which I've pitched to other clients who have come through the door, but none of them seem to be interested in wanting to put, a monthly plan together. Like,
okay,
hey, for $3,500 a month, you'll get this service. They're like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that. Let's just stick with the a la carte hourly rate kind of thing, because I think people are used to that and accustomed to that. But there's a woman out there by the name of Alexis Neely. Jamie, I don't know if you've come across her.
She's in my mastermind group.
You know her?
She was in my mastermind group. Yeah.
She's based out of Boulder. She's based here in Colorado.
Oh, I know her really well.
You
want me to do an intro?
I would love it. And
she's
I don't necessarily want to buy her program, but
No. She's actually looking to sell her whole entire business.
No, I didn't know that.
To the right person, by the way. She's been holding it for a while, just so you know. Anyway, side note. Okay,
well, good
I'll do
for
it
her. Well, I may. If that would be awesome, because I'd love to just go out and hang out with her, and but for me, I'm investing money in you right now to do much, if not identical, things that she wants me to invest money in.
I know her business pretty well. So.
So that's so putting together these things, that's what I'm doing, and I'm trying to get together. But of course, time is always the big thing, because, I wish I could work on my business every day. Unfortunately, I can't, because the people in my business, and this is a whole other issue, aren't producing at the levels that I want them to produce at right now. So
mm-hmm.
I've been investing a lot in my own time and my own money to making things better for our business, and, subsidizing some things. So that in and of it, that's a whole other hot seat that we can have in
So let me ask you a couple questions before we dive too deep into this, because we could give you white paper ideas all day long, but we talked about this back
right.
in December. So I don't necessarily care about the white paper ideas. What I care about is the implementation and how do we get – the one I gave you is good. You told me that
right.
that one was amazing, and people ask you for that all the time. So how can
right.
we just get you to do that one instead of worrying about the whole rest of the gamut? Because there's 1,000 templates that we can – literally, this. There's 1,000 templates that could be badass as little micro products.
Right.
But at this point, I want to focus and zero in on A, how come your other people aren't producing at the level they you want, and how do we fix that so you can actually do some work, right? Ding, 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 I heard that.
Yes.
Right?
I know you did.
And then how do we, like, what's that one white paper we can have you really focus on? So you weren't here, but Joey, at the beginning, I'm like, what are those scary things you said you were going to do? So we might need to slap you around a little in terms of no more micro content. Get this freaking white paper up. How do we do that? Do we just hire someone to do it for you? But those, I think, and you tell me, because this is your hot seat and you can do whatever you want, and I do slap people around, so you tell me, you can slap me back. Do you really want to go down the path of what's a good white paper, or do you want to go down the path of why aren't we producing and how come I'm not getting this white paper done?
Yes.
You know we're all going to, like, hate you if you say the opposite, right? Because it's not just me. Everybody else is listening in here is the exact same thing.
How can we – all right, so let's talk – let's get – all right, so let's go down the productivity path. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
It sounds to me that's where people want to be, and I'm good with that because it's an important factor of what I need to do.
I was going to just say really quick, if you clarify that, because you said they're not producing at the level you want, and that could be that your expectations are off, or
right.
It could be that we don't have the system set up that they need in place. So you tell me, what
it
do you
may
think
be
the issue is?
It may be a combination of, I think it may be a combination of the two. We're going through a tough transition period right now. If you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, Tara, you know, got into our meeting and was like, oh, hey, I had to fire my first person. Remember that, Jamie? And I wrote back and I said, oh, yeah, that's never fun. I may be going down that path myself. So we had a big blow up.
Yay.
The new lawyer who's bringing in that business, I mean, she's a hot shot and she's, you know, she's successful. We're ironing out our deal and she's bringing in, you know, these big fish for us, which is great. She and my old paralegal/bookkeeper did not get along real well. And it ended up one day in a big blow up in the office with my paralegal/bookkeeper walking out. And so it was sort of the last few months have been really tough for her because people had been pushing her. She had a lot of home problems going on and it was just affecting everything that she was doing. And she wasn't getting the work done that she needed to get done. So, you know, she was the only one who did the books. And, you know, if I could have just fired her and kicked her out, which meant I was going to pick up all the books, especially right now when taxes are doing a week, that was just not going to be realistic for me to do. So I said, listen, you know, go work from home, take your computer home, focus exclusively on the accounts. Let's get everything reconciled so we can get our taxes filed, get everything to the CPA so we can push forward with that and, you know, and work forward in that respect. So that's sort of how we made the adjustment. We got her out of the office. She's still working. She comes in only for small hour, you know, maybe once or twice a month to get billing out, work on some of the vendor stuff, and get it in and out so she's not disrupting the office. And I basically told her, you need to find a new job, and I'm going to find a new bookkeeper. So we're using this time right now to transition, and I'm still trying to utilize, you know, her work to get things done because she's still loyal to me. She's still happy for me, and, you know, I'm still loyal to her because of, you know, she stuck around when everybody left me last year. And that's big. I reward loyalty pretty heavily.
Oh, so she's the one that stuck around too.
So,
yeah. Is she,
so it made it that much more difficult. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is she an A, B, or C player? I think we talked about this before, but.
We did. I went, not with her specifically, but I would put her probably at the, she's a C, but she could definitely be a B, but her home life just destroyed any ability for her to get to that. And,
yep.
You know, she's one of these,
anyway.
She's one of these victim people.
Okay.
She's one of these victim people, but but she provided, and the reason I put her in the B is because she provides a service for me that I definitely don't want to do. And that service is valuable to me. So that's where I sort of give her the B minus C plus area, right on that cusp.
Okay.
But it,
so
no doubt
perfect.
About it, her inability to play with others, her inability to, you know, deal with her home life and how it came in and trickled into the office just, you know, destroyed everything that was going on. So she's on her way out. We're looking in the, you know, our goal is to probably try and bring somebody new in by the end of the month, or, you know, transition some of that, you know, some of the accounting stuff. I don't want it to be to me, but it may be for a while. I may just have to wear one more hat.
Do you want my, so my accountant is like $300 a month, and he's awesome.
Right.
Do you want that as a referral? He actually just called, he was leaving me a voicemail
at the moment. I have an accountant. So I have somebody my bookkeeper. I'd be happy to explore that and outsource all that to him. You know, what we need is, you know, somebody to, you know, do our billing, open our files, you know, take away all the logistical aspects of things. And it's a lot. I don't know how many clients you bring, but we're bringing in, you know, 20 to 25 clients a month. And my hope is that it's only going to go up. But
oh, we do more than that.
If this is a situation. Yeah. Okay, well, then it may be awesome for him to do that. I'm happy to explore that.
Do you have any automated? Because there's a lot of things that can be done automation-wise, too. So what I'll do is I'll do an intro, and you can chat with him. But either way, that's something that you should not be doing any way, shape, or form, right? So I will help you find whatever you need to find in that space.
Okay.
I want someone who's badass and amazing, and you don't have to worry about that. I know you still need a paralegal, right?
I still have my office manager and paralegal, but I also have, you know, students who are dying to work for me for free. So I can cover the extra work and some of the monotony on organizing files, opening things up for free right now. So I'm good. And I have people knocking down my door who are students of mine who are begging for an opportunity to work with me in my company.
Awesome.
So
this is the best thing that could have happened. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
So ultimately, bookkeeper. And if we can automate some of these, you know, in some space, that would be ultimately the best.
Yay! Good. Okay.
So, I mean, I'd like, so there's that. So,
okay.
And now, so there's that component of it. The other component of it is, you know, I definitely believe we have the work that needs to be done. People aren't doing it. And that's a completely different issue. I mean, our goal for each lawyer is to bill and collect 20K a month. Mm-hmm. If we can do that, we'll be right on the cusp of, you know, that million for the year. Because the three lawyers, if they do that per month, you know, we're looking at, you know, 600 to 800,000. And then the fourth lawyer that I have, who does personal injury work, she's been working on some big cases. So we're looking for big windfalls. So her average needs to come down to about 20 grand a month. But I don't really factor her into the equation. She sort of comes in as the gravy on the top when she settles some of her big cases. That becomes big lump, you know, lump sums to the company and fees in. So,
what's their biggest issue for hitting 20 grand a month?
I think spending the time on the cases. Well, in the time that I ran and I mean, I hit my mark, which was good. I guess I lead by example. But the other two were really short. I mean, we're talking half at best, maybe 10. So half of where I needed them to be. And I don't know if it's because they're not keeping track of their time well, and we addressed that. And I have my office manager, you know, keeping an eye on making sure they get their time in on a daily basis and everything like that. But, you know, everybody is still sort of in this hustle mode to go out and drive in new business. But, you know, I look at what they're doing and they're not doing the work that they have. And that's, I think, the biggest problem is taking the time to do it and approaching it and making sure and following up with them to make sure that they get the job done.
And so who is their manager, technically, when you look at the org chart?
Me. I would be. Yeah.
Okay. So right now you have your office manager because I know you're very typical to me, right? So your organizational stuff, you're more of the big picture thinker. So the office manager is trying to set up the system so that way they're doing it. Do you have a weekly meeting with them?
Yes, we do. Every week we do a business meeting.
Yep.
And we go through and we talk about covering and stuff like that. So we talk about, you know, we talk 2 weeks in advance. So, you know, we meet and we talk about what's coming up over the next 2 weeks to make sure that things get done and things don't fall through. And then we have a discussion about, you know, where we are in terms of work in progress. And I run a work in progress report for them. I say, here's where we are. I don't do that every week. I do that every other week. And just to make sure that everybody stays on top of it.
Okay. So, I mean, I know I'm taking over, by the way. I'm going to open it up in just a minute, but I need to grill you a little bit more because this is really important,
okay.
Right? If you can get 5 other people to make 10 more grand a month, that is huge for your numbers, right? Or 4 people, I should say. So is it a marketing issue, though? Because it sounds like from what you told me, right, they're only billing half their hours, but it's because the work isn't there, not because they're twiddling their thumbs sitting there, right? I mean, I think it's their goal to get the work, but.
No, I think it's a combination of the two.
Okay.
I think it's, their names are Nancy, Holly, and Tara. I work with all women, by the way. I'm the only guy.
Poor guy.
That creates its own. Yeah, that wish I had when I was in college that I said, gee, I wish I could be surrounded by women all the time. It's coming true.
Renege.
No. I take it back. So I'm going to leave Tara out of it because Tara works pretty much on a percentage split. Nancy also works on a percentage split. So it's no money out of pocket to me other than the cost for overhead. And, you know, it's... And that's just it. I mean, our overhead per month is roughly, I don't know, 25 grand for salaries and everything like that. And, you know, research services. I mean, we're getting the business in the door. I think we're going to scale back. If you remember these court-appointed cases that I had, we're scaling back on those because just the return for the amount of time that we're putting in on it just isn't that great. So Holly, who doesn't really have a big book of business, nor did she bring one with her, is stuck sort of doing the things that I'm handing off to her. But her problem is she comes from a bankruptcy law background. She does, you know, that's where her niche is. That's where she's comfortable. So when I take her and ask her to go into court and do things in court, you know, that becomes a little more uncomfortable for her. So I invested in putting her through a week-long, you know, trial practice class, you know, trying to help her hone her skills in court. So that becomes, you know, something that's important, you know, profitable for me for her to be doing. She seems to be okay with it, but, you know, she doesn't put in, you know, the front time. And the cases that she's doing, you know, I can't give her a $100,000 case to work on because she doesn't have the skills for it. But I can give her a much smaller case to work on, like, you know, things like restraining orders, you know, hearings on, you know, motions and stuff like that in court. Because those don't require as much skill and she can, you know, get her feet wet and learn. I don't know if she's real happy with that. That might be part of the reason that her numbers are down. I can't get her the better quality. But she came to me yesterday wanting to go back to doing bankruptcy. And I said, I think that's good for her to do that. I said, we need to up your price. I said, I need you to sit down and take the time and figure out, you know, how much it's going to cost you to do a 13 or a Chapter 7. From start to finish and understand that that's how we're going to work backwards in terms of figuring out the cost of doing this. But, you know, there's a maximum that you could probably, you know, I want to charge $3,000 a bankruptcy, but she's like, nobody will ever come to us to do it. So I'm now at this point where we're looking at $2,000 to $2,500 per bankruptcy and trying to build the quantity of them so she can do more. But I don't know if that becomes the best place because bankruptcy is so, you know, people come to you because they can't pay their debts. And now,
they
have to pay you.
I don't like those.
So that becomes,
why would you choose to do that besides the fact that she's just good at it? Like when we talked about what your people were doing back in December, like there was no talk about bankruptcy. Are we just doing that because that's her
spot?
She likes it?
There wasn't.
I don't like switching.
Well, she likes
you know
it.
Me.
She's good at it, but I also think it fits into the business. I think it fits into sort of the business strategy, how we can advise business as well, because I think she can use her experience in bankruptcy to help people who are getting to the point or avoid getting to the point when their creditors are overwhelming or whether, you know, what they're in a difficult position. They feel like they're not making it. And I think that it fits in well with, you know, sort of the startup and the entrepreneur and even the successful businesses, and giving them good advice in terms of how they can move their businesses forward in the right direction.
Yeah, she already has that. So the thing is that what I'm seeing, just so you know, to call it out, is that you're like, I'm not sure that this way is working, so I'm going to change route. I see you do this a lot. You're very similar to me also, so I'm not saying this is a bad thing. Well, it's a bad thing when you let it run what you're doing. But we shouldn't allow them to decide where the business is going. She's got that information in her brain anyway. She can help your business clients anyway. She doesn't have to do them. The margins on those,
right?
I mean, I work with lawyers, right? Like, the margins on those kind of suck. The people kind of suck,
yeah.
No offense. They're like in the worst. I would much rather have the lady that you closed today that's doing a shit ton of real estate deals. I want her all day long. I want 1,000 of her.
Yes.
I want to work on
absolutely.
Getting
yes, I
that
do.
Instead of just going, we need to figure out how to make this one person feel okay with doing what she's comfortable with. Does that make sense? So what I want to do, and again, I'm going to open up, just I'm taking over. What I see you doing is because you're trying to hold everything up by yourself, right? You're like, and now I have to hold all of these people and all of their emotions and all of what they want, right? And dealing with all the other stuff where you want to go. And it seems so complicated because we're getting super into the details on what everybody wants. And instead,
right.
What I really want is you to back up and go, okay, what do I want? Which we talked about back in December. These are the goals
right.
they have to hit. These are the numbers, right? If they're not hitting their goals and numbers, is it my fault, right? Is it because I'm not giving them enough information? Maybe we don't have the right marketing. Maybe they're not going after the right client, and I can tweak some of those things. But if they're not accomplishing what they need to accomplish, either we need to figure out that we fire them and or that we don't pay them as much for the base because
right.
we don't want you leaking out money. So
yeah.
I know I'm just saying
right.
that. I'm going to open it up for everybody else, but I just want to make sure that, because I know we only have 20 minutes left in the hot seat, and I want to make sure you actually get something out of it instead of feeling like you just have 1,000 other things that you have to do, right? So I love that
right.
the paralegal is gone. I love that because she was a C player. She should have been gone anyway, so you're moving forward on that. We're going to get you a new bookkeeper,
right.
so you don't have to do that, so that'll be awesome.
Right.
What we want to do is shore up the people that are already working for you the best way humanly possible. Right. So they're hitting their 20K. Right.
right?
And
right.
you getting that white paper done. So I'm going to open it up and let everybody else give their thoughts as we go through.
And go. And go.
That's usually what I say. Yeah. And go. Come on, guys.
Hey, Andrew, this is Joey. I'll jump in.
Hey,
here.
Joey. How you doing?
Hey, man. So, okay. So a couple things. So I, you know, this might be a case of like, I just got a hammer, so everything seems like a nail to me, but like, you know, listening to you talk to Jamie, it really sounds like it may be one of those really tough things where you just don't have the right players, you know?
Right.
I think you weren't on the call yet, but I just hired a project manager who it turns out is like an A++. I've never worked with someone like this before, and it's like it's already in a week like totally changed the trajectory of the business. And I was talking with one of my buddies, he's like a big wig at CBS, and he was telling me, like, you know, it's just reiterating the things that you hear all the time. If you only deal with A's, you're like, a lot of the problems that you have just kind of go away.
Right.
So I wonder if there might just be a certain amount of like soul searching to do, just to make sure that, like, you know, you may really like these people, and right now they're depending on you for their livelihood, and, you know, I think about that stuff all the time, but it could be that too. And my question to you, because I really do not know a lot about law, like, what are other practices that you kind of look at that are really successful? What are they doing that you aren't doing, or like, what are they being successful at that you're not being as successful at that you could just copy from them?
You know, that's a great question, Joey. And I look at the different firms all the time. And, you know, the way that the market of lawyers in the Denver metro area is, you know, you have your big Wall Street types, big firms, you know, we're talking 100 plus lawyers. in the company. And, you know, you don't get in the door unless you're putting down a $50,000 retainer, but you also have people who are, you know, you're paying $100,000 a year to basically sell their soul. And that burns people out. And that, you know, that fits a very high caliber of client. We can do that type of work for a lot less money. But I think you have that very high upper echelon. Then you have sort of the medium firm, and then you have sort of the boutique firms where I fall, where I think we provide exceptional work product and exceptional customer service. We're much more available because you're not going to just get an associate. You're going to get the owner of the company helping you out on your business. But I think, I don't know, there's an old thing in the law that is, you know, you shouldn't have to go out and advertise for business. It's all based on the relationships and your network that you have. You don't see the big Wall Street firms, you know, putting out Facebook ads like I'm doing. But that, I want to change that. I want to change the way that people are looking at lawyers. I want people to say, fuck the big law firm. I want to go with the small guy because I like him, because he's, you know, a fast Maserati rather than a slow Cadillac.
Let me ask you this, Andrew. So, like, okay, so I don't know, this year I might spend between $10,000 and $15,000 with my lawyer. Is that
right?
Is that too small for you? Is that, like, am I not the right market for you?
No, I think that's, my hope is that I guess it depends on what you need your lawyer for. $10,000 to $15,000 is, you know, pretty good. It's like it's a project for me. You know, the businesses, the sweet spot for the businesses that I do is, you know, anywhere between, 3 to 5 million. I mean, that's the ideal spot for me. But
yeah.
I just picked up a new client, on Tuesday, a local, you know, family that bought a donut shop that they're running into problems with the person that they bought it from and with the people they're selling donuts to. And they're making, you know, between $250 and $500. But I look at it like I'm going to be able to provide them, you know, good value. The work that they need to do, they're going to be able to pay for, and I can help them get to that next step. I can help them put processes in place and help them get through some of this and introduce them to the right people where they can be in that $1 million to $3 million mark, which is, you know, right where, you know, the type of client that I like to be. I like helping people achieve that kind of success. You know, if you were to hire me as your lawyer, it'd be a project type of thing. Like, what do we need to do? You know, draft the documents and things like that. But it's also one of those things. It's like, shit, man, you wake up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning because you're getting kicked out of a bar in Miami and you need to call me. Call me. We'll talk about it. You know, having me available to you just for that quick, I just need some support on this. Let me know if I'm making the right decision. You know, that kind of thing too, more of as a consultant versus, you know, sitting down and actually doing the work, because you and I can spend an hour on the phone together about something that's going on and I can save you, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and headache down the line. It's sort of this philosophy of preventative law that I like to preach.
Yeah. So the reason I asked was because I've had this same, my lawyer struggles with, I mean, you know, I think there's probably a common struggle if you're servicing like small business owners like me, which is I don't really even now understand when and why I need a lawyer.
Right.
And I know that we're kind of backpedaling a little bit because we were not really going to talk about your lead magnet for your white paper. but that is something that I feel like could actually generate business for you pretty quickly is like, you know, explain to me, like, I honestly, I'm not kidding, I don't know why I need a lawyer. Like, I just hired someone, okay, so I need a contract, that makes sense. But,
right.
You know, what else? Like, what are some other reasons I might need one? Like, give me some stories, tell me some ways you swooped in and saved the day. I'll tell you, I'm just
right.
Like, going through something right now where I want to cancel a service that we've been using for about 9 months, and I didn't read the fine print, and I signed up for a 12-month contract, and I can't get out. It was sure would
right.
have been good to, like, have, you know, like to have some really well-put-together blog post or, like, a video explaining here's a story about Joey who didn't read the fine print, and now it's costing him $2,000. Don't let it happen. You know, like, so I just want to kind of plant that seed in your brain, too, that, like, you're a lawyer. You yeah. understand intricately what lawyers are capable of and why they're useful. I, frankly, have no idea other than the obvious things like contracts and lawsuits.
Right. And, Joey, so, that's where I think that's where building the relationship with somebody, whether it's with me or just your lawyer, and just hanging out and having somebody who's, you know, quote unquote on retainer, even though you're really not paying them anything, just to help understand what's going on with your business. I mean, you know, we were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with Tara, and she was doing this, and I immediately the idea was like, make sure you copyright that shit.
Yeah.
And that's where we got the idea for the white paper, you know, back in December. It's those types of casual conversations that, you know, I have by building my relationships with these people to just be available and say, listen, we may not know what you need right now, but build a relationship with me. Tell me about your business. Let's go to lunch. Let's go to coffee once a week, once a month. Let's just talk on the phone. Tell me what you're
yeah.
doing. And then as you tell me your story about what is going on, I will tell you, this is what you need to focus on. This is what you need to be careful of doing. This is what you want to make sure. Because the people who came in, here's a good example. The donut company that came in on Monday or on Tuesday, you know, they brought in all this paperwork and they showed me the buy-sell agreement for, you know, the company that they bought. And in the buy-sell agreement, it was just sort of a form where they filled in a couple of items. And it said, you know, part of the assets that they were binding was all Vendee contracts. That was what all it said, all Vendee contracts. And I'm like, well, before you sign this, did you look at all of these Vendee contracts? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, well, that's part of the – I wish you had. If I had represented you at the time that you bought this business, I said, let's make sure we have every one of these contracts that you're buying. And so now they're like, these contracts are so demanding, they can't produce enough donuts to fulfill the orders. You know, the brother of the owner is, you know, spending 18 hours a day making donuts. The guy came in, he looked exhausted because he couldn't, you know, he's working so hard making donuts. I'm like, well, hire somebody else. I'm like, we can't because it's going to shrink our margins. We're never going to make any money. We're just going to run this business to break even, and that's not what we want to do. And I said, well, we need to change a couple things. And I said, one thing you need to do is get the damn business out of your own donut shop and get it to a co-packer. So they're producing your donuts for you because that's what they do at a much larger volume. Yes, but we like the love and everything like that. I said, screw the love. We're trying, you know, this is about business.
It's a lawyer thing to say. Screw the love.
Andrew, this is where, and I said, but here's the funny thing. I said, it just so happens we happen to represent a co-packer. Let's build this relationship. And so we're going to introduce
you're literally the donut company. An advertising campaign right now. Like this is
so,
your reason.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, I'm fascinated by this. This is all these, like, this is actually interesting to me, and I'm like seeing the connections now. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I get it. Okay. Like,
I want to paint the picture for you for a second. I don't mean to interrupt, but I know we only have 10 minutes left. Because, so Andrew, what I see you doing right now is like you are a dog walker, right? And so all your lawyers are those dogs, and they are pulling you like crazy in every direction that they want to go, right? And you're the guy, like, holding on for dear life, going, I think I got this. Like, I can hold on to him. Don't worry, right? I got this, right? But what we want to do is shift it. So you are, you know, alpha pack leader, right? Everybody else is following
right.
you, and you're going, this is my avatar, and I'm going like crazy to market the shit out of finding people like the donut shop or the real estate woman, and you sort of charging that pack. And it could be the white papers that we're talking about, because you're right. This is the stuff that business owners don't know, but they're also not necessarily looking for it. They, like, you know, put their head underneath the sand as much as humanly possible. So we need to open that up. And that can be white papers and Facebook ads locally and all sorts of stuff to get you the right leads that you want, so we can give them out to the
right.
lawyers. Because I don't think, looking
right.
at the structure that you have, your lawyers, no offense, are probably not marketers, especially not as good as you, right? So being
They're,
able to try.
No, I'm definitely, yeah I'm definitely the face of things. It's definitely my brand. But I will give them credit because they do, well, Nancy hustles. I mean, she's built the, we now have a bank as a client, and that bank is going to send us a shit ton of business, and that's great. She brought in a really big client because she hustles and she does that. Holly too. Holly is getting to that point. She's adventurous in that way, and she has the time to do these things. I just need to get her to do it to generate the business, and then I need her to do the work. And I think that's where she's, you know, sort of,
what
know,
if
she's
you,
not there yet.
This is
she
just
needs
an
some
idea.
Coaching to go ahead and
but
do this.
What
yeah.
if you put your, what if you changed your title to CMO, right? You're Chief Marketing Officer. I know you're still doing
right.
law, right? But what if we made you
right.
CMO and you drove all the leads? Because that's what you freaking want to do. You've been wanting to go down that path like Alexis does forever.
Right. Right?
Right. Go down that
right.
path and then give them the leads they want. So all they are doing is making money for you at every hour that they're working. And yes, we can make them more productive
right.
on the hourly. But what we're trying to do, no offense, I bet if we had them take some assessments on what their skills are, they might be okay at networking or referral stuff, but they're not like you are on the marketing side, right?
Right.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to shove them in a box. So you're like, okay, so what I want you to do is be a lawyer and a marketer. Each one of you has to be a lawyer and a marketer. And that's not normally how businesses work. We have
right.
the people that are really good strength-wise on certain things and other people that are really good strength-wise on certain things. Does that make sense? So what if we made
yes.
you CMO in charge of one white paper, right? And maybe we can determine what that is in the next 8 minutes. And your goal, we can do that, come on. But your goal is to get that damn thing created in the next 2 to 3 weeks, right? So that way we can start you being the real CMO instead of
right.
having the pack of dogs, you know, pull you around. Because that's what we've been working together for months. And I see you
yeah.
being pulled in 1,000 different directions. And I'm going, oh, let me help you, Andrew. Like, please let me help you. You're like, it's not priority issue. I'm like, it is. It is. I know you say it's not, but it is. Because you have too many things and you have to do them all because nobody else is as responsible as you. So the only way
right.
we can shift that, though, is to make some hard decisions, right? And so
right.
uncomfortable decisions, like Joey hiring this person who he's like, oh, money, crap, right? And not that I want you to take an overt risk, but if you just put on the hat of CMO and you go, I'm going to figure out this lead problem, because it sounds like you have a bit of a lead problem, especially because you're going after all sorts of different leads at the moment.
Right.
Imagine if you figured out your funnel, local funnel,
right.
for
right.
just business owners, and then let that trickle down to all your lawyers.
Right. I agree with that. And I guess, you know, one thing I failed to mention, Holly is sort of becoming our local marijuana expert. And there are people flooding into Colorado to open up marijuana shops. And so you have the regulatory aspect of it and the legal aspect of what it means to own and operate a marijuana company, and then you have all the business facets of it on top of that. That is really where I think Holly would love to play in that space, and it works out well, and it becomes very complementary of everything that we do, and it becomes really low-hanging fruit if we can get some of that out too. You know, that's another avenue that I'm exploring. But I also look at it like my avatar may be different than Nancy's avatar, which may be different than Holly's avatar.
Totally.
And I think I need to take that into consideration as well when it comes to trying to market and bring, you know, people there. I mean, Holly is a gritty girl. She's, you know, she's got tattoos and, you know, she is unlike any lawyer you've ever had, but she is fucking brilliant and
mm-hmm.
she is great at what she does and people really like her. And she's good. Nancy's different. Nancy's the tax and numbers girl. And you're right, Jamie. I'm the big picture, you know, type of person. I'm the 1,000-foot view and how to make everything great and the city planning kind of thing. So
yeah. So of course we can't do all of that, but you're right in terms of the avatar. I would pick one and
right.
go to town on that one until it is cranking. And then go on the next
right.
one. And because I see you doing everything at about 50%. Not that you don't want to do 100% or 110%, but everything's at 50%. So we're like, oh, I think
yeah.
Holly can deal with sort of that marketing. She'll do it at
50%.
Right. And then so-and-so. So I'm not even saying that they're not A players. I mean, they could be. But they're not being given the right things to be 100%. So what we want to do is – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting issue, though. And, you know, one thing that I've tried to do and that I'm continuing to try to do is give them the opportunity to create this, you know, to create their own space.
Why?
As well. So, like, because I'm nice, because
I'm
a giver.
That's a horrible reason. You want people to be happy. Don't get me wrong. We want our people to be happy. We don't want them to run our business. And that's what I see. They're the dogs. They are dragging you around with what they want. And then they're changing. So you're like, damn it, now we're going left. And I really wanted to go right. But okay, well, I'm nice. So therefore, we'll go left. Oh, that's great. Dog shit. Right? Like, what? Like, so you need, and I get this, but I need you to sort of step up and go, okay, I want you happy. Completely want everybody on this team to be super happy. But we
right.
are not hitting our goals. So if you were hitting your goals, I'd be like, awesome, keep going. Keep up the good work. Instead, you have to fix this, right? And
yeah.
you fix this by going in. And unfortunately, I don't think their skills and capabilities are there to be able to do what you want them to do, right, marketing-wise. I mean, most people aren't. I
yes.
work with a lot of people that think they're good at marketing, and they're not, just so we know. So you
yeah.
being in charge of that, telling them, okay, these are the avatars you're going after. You're only allowed to pick one avatar. Maybe you let them pick one. They're always going to be networking and getting other people too, but we need to go after one specific thing. And then you and or somebody else, because you might not have the time, help them with the marketing. Somebody else needs to be doing the marketing, and maybe it's white papers, locally Facebook ads, that sort of thing.
Right.
But
right.
we want to be like driving leads instead of, you know, having the pack lead you. And I know that was, we totally didn't figure out what your white paper is, but we can definitely do that on Facebook and stuff like that too. So I'm going to give you some action items actually, you know what, because I know we only have a few minutes left. So I want, so how many specific lawyers and how many avatars do you think you have?
I have four lawyers and probably four different, well, I'll say three different avatars. I think Nancy and I are aligned in terms of our ideal client.
Perfect.
I think,
then I would start,
you know, the woman,
that
the
one.
Woman who the woman who walked in the door today, I think is exactly that.
Okay.
But I don't
so,
think she's also, she's, you know, go ahead.
So we have that one avatar. So I would start with that one because that one avatar feeds two lawyers, which is good. Right? Not that we necessarily
yeah.
want you to be doing a ton, but it's going to give you more bang for the buck if you actually go after that. So pick one avatar, and I want you to come up with three ideas. You already know you can do this. You talk to people all the day. Like, this is your expertise. Come up with three ideas for white papers, okay, for that specific
yep.
avatar. Tell, post in Facebook. We will tell you which one
okay.
to go with. And then everybody listening,
all right.
make sure we have a deadline for him. I'm getting hardcore with you. You already know that. Deadlines.
Well, I need deadlines.
With a consequence.
I need deadlines.
We might have you dress up in a chicken suit or something, Andrew, in April if you don't do this, right?
I wear one every day for work.
I know. I was going to say, you might like this, right? You might like that. I got to do something that you don't like. But pick one avatar. Come up with three ideas for white paper. Post it in Facebook. We will pick one for you. Give us the deadline. That's you moving towards you being a CMO and really paying attention. Now, don't get me wrong. We can make everybody else be more productive, but I don't think it is a let's just install Rescue Time or Hubstaff issue. This is a way bigger foundational issue where you need to be the
right.
leader, right? And you
okay.
need to lead the pack and tell them what's going on and not let them lead you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know I'm annoying. It's okay. I'm going to
introduce you to
the new bookkeeper, too. I just texted him. He said he works with lawyers all the time, so that works out well.
Oh, great. Okay, good.
Yep. And I'll send an email to Alexis Neely to see if she's open for intros, because sometimes they're not. So I'll send her an email first, and I'll definitely do that intro if she is. And then also
okay.
looking on hiring an intern for the paralegal work, maybe somebody even that likes to do the marketing stuff. So that way you actually have a right-hand man for the marketing side, just so you know.
We've looked into that issue as well. I mean, I'd love
cool.
to be able to find somebody to double up on that. The other option was we were looking at, like, the various undergraduate programs, you know, in the local area. Maybe there's some marketing kids who are in marketing who want to come in and,
perfect.
You know, try and put something together for us too. So, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I did not pull up who is in the hot seat next week. I hope you got what you wanted. I know we were sort of like running around going like, you need this, but I really want to make sure that you have tangible things. So I'm going to send you the action items from this call just so you have those too. But please help us keep you accountable as much as humanly possible with the deadlines of the things that you actually want. That's the whole point of active actions, to give you the things that you actually need to be doing instead of letting everything else go. Because I think, no offense, I'm going to call you out. I think those are mostly excuses. I'm not saying you're not extremely busy, because you are. And I think we can still do it, because you see everybody else getting their active actions cleared out too. And they're freaking just as busy as you are. I mean, especially looking at some of the people and what they're doing is insane.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, okay. I know I called you out. But so I will post who is in the next call. Does anyone else know? Let me see. Let me pull up the sheet. Nobody knows. All right. I know we're running late, so I will post on who is the person for next week. Let me know if you need anything in the meantime, and Andrew, I'll send you these action items right now.
Thank you, dear.
Awesome. Take care, guys. I know I took over, but I hope you save your voices for next week. Take care, Jason.
Thanks for your help, Joey.
Right,
take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye.